Greetings, planet Earth. Hello and welcome to Imagine Cup TV. I'm John Scott Tynes, competition manager for the Imagine Cup. And to my left?
Your left, which makes, yeah, that's me. Golnaz Alabegi, technical evangelist on Channel 9 team. And this is our second time shooting because the first time I forgot to hit record. And I'm so, so sorry.
You know,
it happens sometimes. Doesn't your code break for developers?
Exactly.
Out there? Sure,
exactly.
So
you know,
video.
The problem is we can't afford buttons, like big red buttons. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's just mm-hmm. it's tough.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a hard
times
job.
Times are tough. Yep.
All right.
But hey, wow! I just noticed that you got a haircut.
Oh, you noticed, huh?
In the first take, I didn't notice she had a haircut,
and I got angry,
and I got in trouble. And
but he noticed there was the second take.
There was a fight, but I totally noticed it.
Yay!
And you never saw the first take, so we're all good. That never happened.
Awesome.
So our first thing, the Imagine Cup grants. We announced the winners of our grants program this week, which is big excitement. And I think you might even recognize those people.
I went when we went to Peterhof in Russia for the little tour. They were in my group.
Nice.
And I kept looking at them. I was like, I know them.
They look like winners to me.
And then they got a whole bunch of awards on stage, and I was like, I took a tour with them.
That's
right.
I'm sure it's thanks to you.
That crucial last minute insight
exactly. Really pushed them over the bar.
But they won even more.
They did, in fact. So our grants program, every year we invite, our last 3 years, we invite teams of world finalists from our world finals event to apply for our grants program. And these are teams who are ready to take their project and found a company, start a business, like just move it forward, take it to the next level.
Cool.
Which is pretty sweet.
So and, you gave how many recipients?
So we chose four teams that we're really happy with. And the first team, the grand prize winner, is your friends, Team Omni Hearing Solution from Taiwan.
Yeah, so their phone helped old people hear better or something?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So their project is really cool. So it's a Windows phone app, and there's my phone, which serves as a hearing aid. So it actually does a hearing test and measures your ability to hear different sounds. And based on the results of the test, it customizes the software to make the hearing aid that's perfect for your ear.
Very cool.
So it's a really cool project, and those guys are getting $100,000 from Microsoft, plus a lot of support to help them take their project forward.
So that's their website?
Yep, that's their website, Omni Hearing Solution. It's really pretty sweet.
They're like a real company.
That's the idea, I know.
They have money.
I know,
that's
pretty cool.
They're like real people.
Yep. And then the second team was Team Confufish from Australia. And their project is called Food Bank Local, and it's going to connect people people in poverty who need food with food banks in their area, make sure the food banks are supplied. It's a great project, really cool app.
Very nice.
And so they're doing great work as well, and so we've got some money and networking support for those guys. And then our third team for the grants program this year is Team Are You OK from Ireland.
I think I interviewed them.
I think you did.
Yeah. They're cool.
They were cool.
Something about the connect, and if you have old people at home, a granddad or a grandma, and they need help, it's to help them be social with you too. Mm-hmm. But if they didn't take their medicine or something, then you get a message, right?
That's right, yeah. Exactly.
I remember.
Yeah, it improves the quality of life for people who need additional support to live their daily life at home, and so it enables them to Skype with their grandkids while they're watching the same TV show. It does reminders for medication schedules they got to take and so on. If they need help, they can use their voice commands to ask for help. Mm-hmm. And it connects to like the person's son or daughter, like mm-hmm. their grown child, who can tell them grandpa didn't take his medication today, and so you're like, oh, grandpa, get your meds,
That's
so
really smart.
It helps them stay in touch and helps them have a better quality of life. Great project, very cool stuff from Ireland. And then our last project for the grants this year is Team Dora, who was our second place winner in the innovation category at in St. Petersburg. And Team Dora made this great project, which is a Kinect-based solution for surgeons in the operating room to navigate through patient data like x-rays, MRI scans, and just patient data about medications they're taking and histories and so forth. They can do it all.
Is it kind of like Iron Man?
It actually is a lot like Iron Man. You're right. Maybe. Yeah. No,
there's because like skull around.
Like the patient is right here, and I'm here, the surgeon. I've got the knives and stuff, and I'm just like, connect. Do this. Show me MRIs.
Very cool.
And like, it's really badass.
I mean, I'm not a surgeon, but I would love to be at home and just be lazy and be like, switch channels.
We have an Xbox for that.
That I talk to my Xbox all the time.
There you
Everybody
go.
Walks in on me. I'm like, Xbox. And she's like, you need some friends. I'm like, no, I don't. I have Xbox. But this is very cool. So the doctor doesn't need to go wash his hands. And
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Very they cool. can do access all that patient data without even leaving the table, which is very
awesome.
Cool. Awesome project. So that's the Imagine Cup Grants program. And the other thing is we actually are announcing this week the winners of the Imagine Cup Pitch Video Challenge.
Oh, I feel like we just started this challenge.
I know.
It's already wrapping up.
I know, it's crazy. What do you know?
Times are flying, man.
That's right. Well, you know, like the internet moves, the speed of the internet or something. So yeah, the Pitch Video Challenge is done. We have three awesome teams who took first place in the Pitch Video Challenge, our three competitions of Games Innovation World Citizenship.
I can already tell, Romania is a fun team. That little screenshot right there. Fun Romania team.
I agree, that's Team Sticky Bits. So. They have this great project called Grimacizer. And Grimacizer is going to be a game, because the Pitch Video Challenge was a contest to make a 5-minute video, explain your concept, pitch your team, your vision, just have a great time with it.
How many judges did you have?
Boy, we had dozens. We had dozens of judges, because we had submissions from more than 40 countries around the world.
Wow.
And we had, and every submission got reviewed by 3 judges, and so it was a big project.
Cool.
And we got some great stuff out of it. So our Romanian team, Sticky Bits, their project Grimacizer is going to be a Windows Phone app that uses the webcam, the camera in the front of your phone, and facial recognition software. Mm-hmm. It shows you a picture of some crazy face, like or something, and you try to copy the face with your face, and the camera takes a picture of your face, and the facial recognition software tells you how close you were to that crazy face. Mm-hmm. So like make a crazy face, for example. All right, I'll do that too.
Is that not crazy enough?
That's not crazy enough.
You probably got like 99.9% correct with that smile.
Probably.
Yeah.
Crazier? You got anything crazier?
But I shouldn't use my hands probably.
Oh, that's pretty.
But you're pretty good at this.
Yeah, okay.
You're
See,
good at this game.
I'm going to win this game.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Very funny.
So that
Very
was Romania.
Cool.
And then the U.S. team, Moat Labs, these guys, so they competed in the Imagine Cup United States competition last year. And they did well there. They didn't win, but they made it pretty far. And based on what they learned out of that Imagine Cup experience, they took their project and made it way better. They moved it onto Windows Azure, did all kinds of great work on it. And they're back this year with a much better project. And this is, it's called Flickr.co, and it is a way to, or Flingr.co, and it is a way to take anything that you got on your laptop, like any video you're watching on your laptop, and fling it onto your smart TV. So any TV that has a web browser, like through a console or mm-hmm. through a smart TV device, you can put your laptop content right onto that smart TV.
So it's going to help me become even more lazy.
Yeah.
Xbox. And then this thing, flinging my web browser to the big monitor.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. It's
Take
basically
my money. I want to be lazier and lazier. I will buy your products. I love it.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's
So that's Team Moat Labs from the U.S. And then our final winner in pitch video, Team Symbiote from Ireland, whose Project Nyx is a... It's a game, a therapeutic game, for people suffering from multiple sclerosis or muscular dystrophy, and it uses Kinect and some gameplay based on physical therapy exercises, where you're manipulating virtual objects with your hands in front of the Kinect, and the things you're doing, the game you're playing, is based on physical therapy to help with motor control and muscle development in your hands that could be atrophying from these diseases. And so it has a real chance to help people who need that physical therapy and that work to improve their lives. Yep, so that's the three winners of the Pitch Video Challenge. And the top 30 teams across the world are going to get written feedback from the judges on their project ideas, so they can actually begin to make it better right off the bat before they even get further.
So the judges already worked so hard picking people, and now you're like, judges, even give more feedback. Leave these judges alone.
You know,
stop making them work.
Well, you know, they're very excited about this.
That's really cool. So people should have just done the video just to get some awesome feedback.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. It should be really worthwhile.
Do you have any videos? I want to see these videos.
Oh, yeah. You bet. Sure thing. Let's take a look. So we'll take a look at some highlights from the three winning videos.
The name of our application is Grimacizer. Grimacizer is a game that challenges you to do all the crazy things with your face.
Our application is going to use its front camera, or optionally the back camera, to recognize a certain grimace the user will make. To become a reliable application, we are going to use face recognition and Windows Phone key features. The Windows Phone key features we are going to use are the lifestyles, push notification, and in-app purchase.
We enable you to control your TV from any second screen device, such as a laptop, tablet, or smartphone. We launched our initial public beta version, and thousands of people are already using it daily, and the feedback has been really inspiring. I'm confident that we're on the right track to building something that millions of people from all around the world will enjoy making use of. And we would love to take this to the next level as a part of the Microsoft Imagine Cup.
Around 2.5 million people across the world. The average age of the sufferer is around 30 years old, and treatment can cost anywhere from $1 million if the illness is not caught in its early stages. Although there is no cure yet, exercise is considered as important as diet and medication in improving the quality of life for the sufferer, both physically and mentally.
So that's our idea. Hope you enjoy it, hope you like it, and thanks.
Very cool.
And we're back. Yeah, I agree. It's really awesome. Yeah. That was good stuff.
All right.
So our other stuff to announce today is we got two new contests going, which I'm pretty jazzed about. And we're going to cover them kind of briefly today. But we'll come back and do a deeper dive in a future episode.
Cool.
So the first one is the Apps for Office Challenge. So Microsoft Office, you know, Word, Excel, Outlook, PowerPoint, all that good stuff, actually has a way. It's a platform you can develop apps for. And these are web apps. So HTML, JavaScript, CSS. They're not too hard to make. They're kind of at the web development tier of development. But you can make these apps that plug right into Office 2013, and they also work in Office 365, our web version of those apps. Mm-hmm. And so if you make an app for Office, like a plug-in module that helps you, you know, use Outlook better or do cool stuff in Word or, you know, play Pac-Man in Excel or something, then we can make this all work. It's really cool.
So this is separate from your the Imagine Cup app they're building for the competition?
Or yes, exactly. Okay. This is a whole new contest. It's web app based. So you create a web app, you host it in Windows Azure, it plugs into the Microsoft Office platform, and then actually Office has their own store where people mm-hmm. who use Office yeah. can buy these apps. So you can actually sell your app to millions of Microsoft Office users around the world.
Cool.
It's really cool. And if you're interested in web development, this is a great contest to get involved with, definitely.
All right.
Our other new contest this week is the Windows and Windows Phone Challenge. This is about taking two platforms and making them better together. So you're going to make a Windows app and a Windows Phone app that talk to each other, connect, have stuff in common, etc. It's a cool app. It's a cool project. And we will dig more into that later this year.
Awesome. And as always, there's a whole bunch of series on Channel 9 about Office web apps, Windows Phone,
totally.
Windows 8, porting the two,
yep.
making them talk to each other. So
yep.
always check that out.
That's right. Because they, like us, are better together.
I like this. We are better together. So we're not going to see everyone until, that's the end of it. That's good. But we're yep. not going to see everyone until 2014.
That's correct. We'll be back in January with more Imagine Cup TV, and we'll see what will have happened since then. In fact, the Project Blueprint Challenge closes December 17th. So wrap up that project, get that submitted and uploaded. It is time.
Cool. So until next time.
You have any predictions for the new year? Anything exciting you think might happen?
I think I'm going to get another haircut probably in 2014.
Nice. Looking forward to that.
I think I'm going to make some more videos and hit record. What about you?
I'm hoping to get a haircut in 2014.
Yeah.
That would be a good start because I've
cool.
got this bird's nest on my head right now.
Yeah, you should fix that.
Yeah, I
mean,
agree.
Holiday break's coming up, so you got a couple
yeah,
days.
That's good.
A week or two.
It's going to take a week or two to get this thing
tame it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be a while.
Awesome.
Awesome. See you in January.